Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm getting to your calls, then all the Ron Paul analysis, election analysis, all of it coming up. Eric in California, then Stu, Marcus, Lance, Robert, and others. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I had one heck of an interesting weekend this weekend. Let me just run it down for you. Friday, the Dish Network guy showed up to hook us up with a Dish TV thing and all, you know, the internet cable, stuff like that. And while he was here hooking it up, my wife and I had a pretty heated argument about my participation in the freedom movement and whatnot. She's not fully on board with me. So, you know, I made a decision to just tell the guy as he was bolting down the satellite dish to cancel the whole thing. I totally eliminated my television, for one. You know, I kept my internet. But that's one thing. my family's kind of struggling with that right now, but I think I'll be successful in weaning them off the television.
Well, explain to them it's designed to literally brainwash them, that the Defense Department spent billions at thousands of universities to develop the perfect flicker rates.
Yes, I will get to that. And then Saturday morning I woke up with just the gnarliest head cold that I've ever had, and it just, I was smart about it. I laid on my back the whole weekend, and I actually watched a documentary that I've been postponing watching called Evidence of Revision. And it deals with JFK, Robert Kennedy, and then at the end, Jonestown. And, you know, it answered so many questions, and the Jonestown portion of it just welled up in me such righteous just anger, and I'm going to be totally tapping into that.
Yeah, big and CIA also, mind control program.
Yeah, it was just incredible, because I grew up at the time, and, yeah, it answered a lot of questions. Then I also found out that John Connor is a relatively close neighbor of mine. He lives in San Diego, and I can't wait to get together with him and work on some projects together with him. And let's see. And then also, I picked up the new edition of Scientific American. And one of the interesting things that I made a note of was that it says in here that most water suppliers eventually switched to the cheaper option of fluoridation with sickofluoride, such as hexafluorosilicic acid, a byproduct of fertilizer manufacturing process in which phosphate ores are treated with sulfuric acid. I remember hearing you talking about that, and it just, wow. And then also,
yeah, well, let me explain. This is why the head dentist, big government official, 16 years ago, did a national deal saying we got to fluoridate the water, only kooks say it's bad, basic Dr. Strangelove line. And that only insane right-wingers believe this. And then he apologized 3 years ago, went public, we had him on, saying, I thought it was calcium fluoride, which we do need a small amount of. I didn't know that it was the stannous and sodium, but being extracted from the fertilizer and also the same processes with the aluminum. And he said there are hundreds of heavy metal Grignard reagents. Sir, they don't just put the fluoride in. It's toxic waste. It's such a joke to them. But what was Scientific American saying? It was good?
No, they were actually saying that new studies are shedding light on the adverse effects of it.
Well, send me a copy of that. I got to jump, to be fair to others. Well, you know what? It's too late now. Go ahead and finish up.
Okay. They also give a rundown of different foods and beverages and the parts per million that each one has. And let me just run down to you. If you were to wake up in the morning, have a cup of coffee and a glass of ice water to swill down some Prozac or whatever, have some chicken soup and a Diet Coke for lunch and a hot dog and a beer at a football game, and use some chocolate ice cream at night before you go to bed, you will have consumed 3.99 parts per million.
I know, it's incredible. Yeah, did you know Mandrake or plans to fluoridate children's ice cream? Ice cream, Mandrake.
Hey, Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the sun oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Really? The turn of the 20th century from the 19th century is when they learned that they could feed hormones to animals. They learned that they could give hormones to the population to make the men more docile. As a side effect of killing the women, giving them all sorts of hormonal meltdowns because it's a doubling or more of their natural hormones. They wrote big studies, again, from German universities, University of Texas, about how the fluorides were really great as toxic sedatives. They caused cataracts, bones to break. They also, in many of the different glands, literally calcify them. It's a good way to kill you. Soft kill weapons, what they call them, and they're hitting every one of us hard. And even if you drink filtered water, you're only reducing because it's in all the major foods. And now they want to start putting it on all the crops. Of course, they say, because it's so important you get this vitamin. The government cares so much about you. And then, of course, last time I checked, more than 95% of the fluoridation of the country is the heavy metal witch's brew. And that's a fact, by the way. It's legal. It's lawful. The feds will spend any amount of money, so will the corporations, to make sure it goes in your water. They spent tens of millions in a multi-year campaign to get L.A. to do it, and they've done it now. They'll be behaving themselves better now. Don't worry. And they're there. Now you're feeling better now. So they put the hormones in you to make you docile. They put the fluorides in you to make you docile. Very toxic. They give you the mercury to reduce your IQ on average by about 20 points. When it overcooks, you know, you'll be in the corner in diapers the rest of your life. But, hey, it's the government. We care about you. You know, we put kids in radiation chambers and murder them. We kill our troops. We're loving. Ha, ha, ha. Trust us. It's the law. Take the shots. Well, there's no law, but ha, ha, ha. We wear black masks. You know, it's just, okay, fine. You want it, you got it. I'm not radical. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about. And the people running things are nuts. They are sadistic, cold-blooded killers. And with all these movies and all this sick culture, they're making the psychological and spiritual atmosphere like theirs. They're turning this into hell. And I don't think it's funny, and I'm sick of it. All right, let's go to your calls. I'm moving quick now. Stu in Virginia, you're on the air. Welcome worldwide.
If that's what they're giving us up front and over the counter, I think what they're giving us where we can't see it and when they don't own up to it. I'm talking about the chemtrails. I'm calling from the chemtrail capital of the world, Richmond, Virginia. You know, there isn't a day goes by where you can't step outside. See a checkerboard above your head. That we get hit almost on a daily basis. We get hit so hard, in fact. I'll tell you, there's people that thought I was crazy when I first brought it up to them, but they can't deny the evidence. So when it's out there in front of their faces on a daily basis, I think there's a lot to this issue, Alex, and I'd like to see it brought up.
We got a bunch of chemtrail guests lined up. I was told we had one on today, but in the day I was told that we didn't have any guests, which is fine. We're going to be doing more on that, Stu.
I could just touch on one of the subjects real quick, Alex. I'll tell you, I know you don't like to go too far here, and I understand it's
Let me just stop you right there for whatever it is you're about to say. I don't censor shows. And were you screened when you called into the show?
No, sir.
Okay.
They asked for my name and where I was calling from.
I know, but let's just stop right there. People lie all over the web and say we screen calls. Anybody can call in and confirm we don't do that. They also, everybody has to preface, I'm not Neil Bortz or Rush Limbaugh. We didn't screen your call, sir. I let you talk about whatever you want, so why would you say I don't like to go too far on something? I go all the way.
No. On the next subject, I was giving you a quick intro on remote viewing, and I understand you can't get off too far, because that's really kind of off mainstream, but I just wanted to mention briefly regarding Endgame. I keep a fair amount, fairly informed with a remote viewing community, and there's some legitimate concern about what the issues that you bring up in-game. You mentioned, you also mentioned about possible futures, and it seems to me, from what I can glean in the remote viewing community, a definite possible future, the issues you bring up in-game. But there's also always the possibility to change the future based on awareness of the future, and I hope that's what we're doing.
Sure, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Robert was next, but he just hung up. Look, here's the deal. I take the globalists' own documents and own plans, and they'll say straight out, I don't need to look into a crystal ball. I don't need to do that. And a lot of people who think they're doing that are just taking their brain, all the data they already have, and they're integrating it together. And then they're so shocked by things coming true that they predicted that they didn't think, you know, that they're doing all this. I'm not going to get into a discussion about that. I think there's something to it, but I don't think you can control it, and I think most people out there pushing it are con artists. I mean, I've had dreams where dreams where I tell people about it, and I'm upset about it, and then I forget about it, and 6 months later it happens exactly as I saw. You always know. I've only had maybe 10, 15 of those dreams, and man, you wake up in a sweat, you're really upset. It's generally something bad. A few times it's something innocuous. And then the exact same thing happened. So I've had that happen to me, but look, I'm just not going to go there, okay? What I'm able to do is go to what they say they're going to do and then talk about it. I mean, they said in the 60s they were going to get us all on drugs and put hormones in the food and dumb us down, and then they said, and then maybe we'll just kill everybody. And then they said that in 2000 in Wired Magazine. Bill Joy had gone to a meeting. He's worth $4 billion. At the time, and, you know, they told him about it, and he came back and said, my God, the elite are having discussions about whether everybody will be killed. I mean, this is in the news. Michael Crichton writes books about it. Puts it in fiction. Dick Cheney writes about it in PNAC, saying we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. Listen, people always tell me, I got a neighbor who knows a lady whose brother saw a truck jump over and had martial law signs. Always the same urban legend. It could be Tennessee, Texas, New York, California. Always the same urban legend, just different. Hey, how about the Houston Chronicle? How about John Warner Defense Authorization Act? How about PDD 51? How about Military Commissions Act? How about H.R. 3162, USA Patriot Act? I mean, you want to talk about the civilian inmate labor camp program, just type that into Google. You'll be on army.mil. Look, I tell you, they're putting toxic waste in the water. It's documented, okay? They're killing us. I'm freaked out. I can't believe I live on a planet run by psychopathic killers. Well, they're such psychopathic killers. How come they hadn't just come and killed you? Because I didn't do what I do in the dark. I did it in the light. And they know that so many millions of people, hundreds of millions know who I am. Millions listen every day. They know if they kill me, it's to make people pay attention. It's because what I'm saying is so dead on, so accurate, that they haven't killed me. There's also a lot of people in government who were compartmentalized. They've now reverse engineered. They've looked at what I've put out. They've gone even further. A lot of them are a lot smarter than I am. And they've gone, holy mackerel. All right, let's go to calls. I got a Marcus here in Georgia. You're on the air. Marcus just dropped. Let's talk to Lance in KC. You're on the air, Lance.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot for being such an inspiration for me and the rest of us regular Americans. I wanted to call and ask you to ask the audience to go to the Ron Paul campaign official website and register as a volunteer. I think it's important that we all take that time to go to the campaign website and register, give our official information, let the campaign know just how many of us there are, where we're all at. Give that intelligence information directly to the campaign. That may come in very helpful or very handy to them. They are just unleashing the voters.ronpaul2008.com website where you can go and log in and become a precinct captain. And that's what everybody needs to do, is to go take control of your own neighborhood. A voting precinct is the smallest unit in electoral politics. My precinct, I've got about 20 square blocks. And so I've signed up to be the precinct captain of my precinct.
By the way, Ted Anderson, who owns this network, I call him up on the weekend and say, hey, get the new numbers up on the RonPaulAirCorps.com, or hey, help me with this. He goes, I'm sorry, I'm walking door to door every Saturday because he's the precinct head.
Right, right. That's the only and the Paul campaign, I think, has done a genius move in giving these tools to us. But it's really the only way we're going to win this fight.
Yeah, they've given us the ball. We got to carry it.
Exactly. So I just want to encourage you and all the listeners out there to register for, at least register as a volunteer with the campaign. If you have a little extra time, become your precinct captain. I want to encourage everybody to become the precinct captain. And then even if you don't have the time to do it, get the ball rolling and find somebody else in your precinct who does have the time, who didn't maybe know about the site and know about the tools. But basically, no matter what happens with Paul's campaign, this is setting up our networks for the future. We're going to find other people in our neighborhoods that are like-minded, that are aware of what's going on. And, you know, I've run into very few people talking to them that are dissuaded by, or, you know, are not easily persuaded to accept Ron Paul's ideologies. Or, you know, there are very few people that won't support him when they really learn about him.
Hey, isn't it big news that the head of the Austin NAACP has known congressman for 20 years and says it's all a big smear job and a total lie?
Oh, yeah, that's huge. I saw that about 1 o'clock this morning. There were about 800 digs on that, and still it wasn't on the main page of Dig. But
no, Dig abandoned us in January of 07. Then they got protested, and they got written up in the news, and so they took it off for a while, but now we're unofficially banned. We've got code people that have looked at it, and it's not the Berry Brigade that's doing it. We are banned. But we just tell everybody still Dig, because we get like, you know, 500 comments. Everybody gets to see it, and we just continue to hurt them and show everyone how they're censors.
Right. Well, thanks for your hard work, Alex. Keep up the fight.
You bet. Yeah, just because somebody tries to fix the game, we don't stop. We just keep pounding them. We pound Dig. We pound MySpace. We pound them all. And believe me, you know, we are the commodity that is trying to be blocked by the enemy. What does that tell you? Be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNlive.com to order online now.
You're living in a science fiction horror movie. I'm sorry to inform you, our enemies project a nice facade, but you tear through that projection screen and there are literal devils writhing. I woke up last night from a nightmare. And in my dream, there were thousands of ships in a frozen sea, rolling over, splitting, breaking open, sinking, with the voices of screaming children, unbelievable terror and pain and horror, reaching out for someone to save them, someone to protect them. And let me tell you, they're killing people all over the world. They never even know who killed them. through the bioweapons, the sprays, the soft kill weapons they put in the food. And they love it. They just do it with wanton abandon. And then we've got this bloated, decadent, know-it-all American public. You know, liberty and freedom and all the great things we have came at great expenses. And it was because our forebears would fight to the death for liberty. And that's why such milk and honey was created. And now you're supping off the very last vestiges of it. Now the New World Order's coming to gut us and butcher us. It's a horrible thing we're going to have to go through. And I'm here to tell you, we are going to go through it. There's no turning that back now, I will assure you. But we can fight back and make it not be as bad, and we can come through it. Oh, God. Last night, I really had, like I never had in my life, a quickening where I really was brought face-to-face with, because it was after I woke up, I laid in bed for about 2 hours. I got home from work about 12:15, went to bed. About 4 a.m., I woke up. And I looked out the blinds at the cold hills in the distance and the radio towers flashing. And I just really felt evil. But it wasn't a bad thing. The evil was very bad and very cold. And I really had a mind's eye into human suffering. And it was like I was experiencing thousands and thousands of people suffering and pain and torture and horror and children screaming and not knowing why they were being tortured, why they were being killed, why they were dying, why they were vomiting their guts up, why they were starving to death. And I was just envisioning it all. But I could literally feel God right there in the midst of it. I could feel the life force of humanity right there in the midst of it saying, this is evil. This is what you fight. And it was a comfort because then I meant nothing. When I stacked my own fears, my own concerns, the chill that comes in the night against all their pain, all their suffering, it's a great liberation to just give yourself up and just turn yourself loose and commit and just say, my God, this is the literal Satan. This is literal pits of hell. I mean, to knowingly poison the public, to knowingly give the women things that they know are going to rot their breast off, to knowingly do all this to us, to knowingly release hell. And I just thought about the cowardly people asking Ron Paul questions, the little effeminate Fox News people in their suits gibbering and the weakness. And I could just see them for what they are. They are literal little nothing wraiths. They feed on dark matter, though. They love the pettiness and the frat boy, you know, putting their thumb down on people and snickering. And they all talk trash about everybody behind their backs. And they all hate themselves. And they will all be defeated in the end. I know I'm preaching, and I said I'd get your calls. Maybe I just won't take calls anymore on the show. How would that be? A lot of national shows don't do it, like Coast to Coast AM and others, because I have a lot to say. You know, they'll take calls in the third hour, fourth hour. I have a lot of things I want to talk about. And it's not because I want to sit here and hear myself talk. I cannot warn you enough. I cannot tell you. But I promise we're going to get to Marcus. We'll just go to Marcus right now and we'll keep him over. No, there's Marcus in Georgia. You're on the air.
What's going on, Alex?
Just freaking out, man.
I feel you. My name is Marcus. I'm coming from Atlanta, Georgia. I've been following you for about 10 years now, Alex, and I'm a black and I'm a first-time registered voter because I got motivated by Ron Paul, who I've been following for a long time now because of your show. But I want to ask you for your opinion on this whole thing about the voter fraud incident up in New Hampshire. And do you think that it, strategically that it would have been a good move for Ron Paul if he would have like held a press conference maybe with the people of Sutton whose votes weren't counted and demand a recount? Do you think that would have affected his campaign positively or negatively?
I personally think it would have energized the campaign. Stay there. You know, I said I'd get into Ron Paul this hour. I backed it up to the next because I'm behind. But let me try to give it to you in a nutshell on the other side, Marcus. Then Lisa, Jason, Mark, I got some financial news I want to cover, too. I haven't even gotten into the CIA running local governments. I told you this a long time ago. Now it's mainstream news. God help us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. Spyville.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using Spyville.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at Spyville.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit Spyville.com today.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-933-3700, and let's take America back.
Marcus, if you want to know where I stand on the Ron Paul situation, the best place to go is prisonplanet.com, infowars.com. There's a big article up there today about all of us coming together where you see my points, Ron Paul's points. But number one, people are upset. In fact, as Kucinich just said, it's one of the biggest issues next to the war about the voting integrity. In major polls, 80-plus percent know that it's a fraud in many areas of the nation. And they want people to challenge it when things are suspicious. And no doubt, there's a laundry list of suspicions and things where first one, then two, then three townships that we know of said zero votes but really had a bunch, and then thousands and thousands of votes that say other and they won't say what they are, and then the number two guy at the company that does it is a convicted cocaine dealer, and that always pops up with the Diebold sub-companies. That's who they hire. And then you had Barack Obama, 13 points. People keep saying that was the lowest poll. Some polls had him 20 points ahead, but let's just say 13. Then he loses by 3, almost 4. So that's a 16-point swing. And they go, oh, the polls just aren't right. Well, they used to be right. Why aren't they now? See, so you've got all that, and even Bill Maher is saying it looks like fraud. In fact, by the way, if I didn't give you that, John, just type Bill Maher on election fraud in. It's on Prison Planet. I want to play that next hour, part of it. But That's all going on. And look, Ron Paul comes out and says, Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Government stage events. I'm worried about them staging events. Every time he comes on the show, he just says that first without even being prompted. And, I mean, can you put two and two together? That's a message. Yeah, I know they stage things. In fact, he's saying they stage things. Then on 9/11, he goes with the official story and says, okay, we're over there, so they're over here. And, you know, Ron Paul then comes out and says, you know, he's not for a recount because he wants to look forward. And then the constituency, a large part of it, gets mad and says, no, we want this challenged. We want you to, you know, not do like Kerry or all these other people did, or you know, the head of the Democratic Party right now, what Dean did back when he was a candidate, or what Al Gore did. And the Paul people, A, think that it'll be spun against them as sore losers, and B, they know that it's going to be recounted by the same people that did it to begin with. Well, my, you know, what I say is we point out it's being recounted by the same people. We have Ron Paul people watching them. We make a big deal out of it. But at the same time, Ron Paul's the best horse we've got in the race. He is great on all the big issues. And his movement, which is our movement, we put him there, is energizing. At least 10% of the public now knows about the Federal Reserve being private, the New World Order, and SPP, and he's not backing down on those issues at all. And regardless of whether win, lose, or draw, we win because there's airplanes over New Hampshire and over every other state now. There's all over the place. But Ted Anderson's got them up in New Hampshire. It was flying yesterday. There's video up at PrisonPlanet.com on it. You took action there. You know, the Granny Warriors, boom, raised 40-something grand. Last time I checked a day ago to go, you know, for the recount. Other candidates are taking action. The people are stirring. We're moving, and we can't let them then, just because Ron Paul may lose or may get discredited or whatever happens, like we lost and then get all mad at him as soon as he doesn't win a football game. We can't be summertime patriots. We got to be wintertime patriots. That means rain, sun, or shine, we've got to be there. I mean, Ron Paul's saying abolish the IRS, get us out of the UN. He's doing all the right things. He's a great candidate, a once-in-a-lifetime candidate. He's a little exhausted, but he still has some fire in the debates and things, and I hear people analyzing and nitpicking that. You try working 15, 16, 18 hours a day. And he's still going and voting in Congress, doing his duties there. You know, that's why he was only in New Hampshire 57 times instead of 120 like McCain. McCain doesn't do his senatorial duties. You know, I just see a lot of armchair quarterbacking. I see a lot of, I know a lot of you gave $100, so you think you can be in the driver's seat. And, you know, I got some problems with things the campaign's done, but nobody's perfect. And I've noticed that when you get big in this movement, that's when you do get attacked. And so people think Ron Paul's like some movie star, and there's a little bit of envy and jealousy within our own movement because we're kind of an anti big shot deal. A lot of the, you know, flair of our movement is it is kind of an anti-establishment deal. And part of that is the establishment has said, closet aristocrat wannabeism. I'm not in that for that, but a lot of people are. And so the minute it looks like he's weak, they're going to all jump on him and tear him into 50 million globulates of flesh. I'm not going to do that. And so I think one part of me, and I think it's my gut tells me to be the right move, would be to go in, make a huge deal out of it. Who do you think made a big deal out of the election? Where do you think it all started, folks, if you looked around? Who do you think Bruce brought it out that the NAACP had supporting Ron Paul? You know, we're actually trying to help this campaign out. But, you know, that said, Marcus, does that answer your question from Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you answered my question. I just think that I've never voted before, and I got motivated to register to vote. I even donated money to Ron Paul because of his message, and I really thought that I still think that he has a legit opportunity to win the election, but I really think that he really dropped the ball on this whole New Hampshire recount thing. I think if he would have held a press conference with the people of Sutton and those other counties where the votes weren't counted and then even challenged Barack Obama to stand up and ask for a recount. If he didn't, I think that would have caused Obama supporters to maybe look at Ron Paul as somebody who actually cares about
the vote. Agree. That's exactly what I think.
He dropped the ball on this. He really dropped the ball, and I'm mad about it.
I understand, and I appreciate your call, Marcus. I'm mad about it, too. But you have to understand that Ron Paul isn't getting all the information we're getting. He's getting other info we're not getting. And he's surrounded by a pretty good crew of guys and gals. But, you know, they've got their... Look, they know, the main thing is they know that the fix will be in again in New Hampshire. They know that. There's no doubt the fix is in. And they have to decide. I think it's a miscalculation. You know, first, you know, Ron Paul backs off from 9/11 Truth. That makes people mad. You can't morally do that if you really believe it's an inside job. I've seen a lot of folks that know it's an inside job who said it's an inside job now even back off because Ron Paul did that. Now, that's bad. It's one thing to all, you know, to say, well, I don't think this one was an inside job, but there have been other ones like Ron Paul does, and that always be your stance. It is another thing entirely to be big 9/11 truthers and then run around saying we need to shut up about it. That's really bad. And I've seen a lot of people do that, and a lot of other patriots saw that, and that was the moral slide and made a lot of people the last few months start getting mad at Ron Paul. And I said, come on, give him a pass on this. You know, he knows it's political suicide to say it, and he's not above politics. He is playing politics. But let's just move forward here. And then now he won't do the recount and a few other issues. Plus the race thing, you know, people think, oh, gosh, he's getting tore up. What did you expect in all of this? What did you think was going to happen? The point is, the establishment is censoring him and blocking him and going after him. They're scared of him. Ron Paul is a vanguard. He is a missile that we're launching with cluster bombs into the beach before we land. Okay? Ron Paul is a weapon. He's a vehicle. He's an idea now. Don't let them destroy the idea. Maintain the idea. He's not perfect. He's not a god. He makes mistakes. Maybe he hasn't made a mistake. Maybe he knows things we don't know. You can't expect it all to be perfect. Okay? It's that simple. The Founding Fathers fought with each other. The Continental Army fought with each other. They had big walkouts of troops after a year not getting paid. George Washington lost battle after battle. They were thinking about removing him. Okay, we need to stop having this loser mentality. And realize by defending Ron Paul, by saying we won, no matter what happens, we win. By the way, even if you don't know we're winning, even if he loses, still there'll be a big victory. But if you don't buy their propaganda, and a lot of you get a bad attitude, and we tried with Ron Paul, I'm done with everything. I'm buying guns and food. You should have done that anyways. Got to have multiple plans here. But we're going to engage the system and show the fraud state to state. There's going to be more examples of it. This is a process. And we're carrying out a process here. Okay? People who've never been politically involved, that's most of Paul's support, are now involved. We need to get the message to them that win, lose, or draw. What did Ron Paul say Friday? He put out a message, basically, complete carbon copy of what I've written for Prison Planet and Truth News, or what I've, you know, the ideas I've given to my writers to put out that they concur with and add their own info to. It's kind of like a college of ideas, a war room, a brainstorm session. We've won. Start having, A, realize you can win. Realize there's 100 ways to win. B, realize that we're many steps down the board. We've taken many more pieces. We're starting to actually take pieces in this chess game. We're learning how to play chess. There's many battles in this larger game. There's thousands of games of chess we're going to play. This is a big one. You've got to study history. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. You don't make a film without flying all over the country, all over the world, watching hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage, researching, hours of work. But finally, it's done and it's on the shelf. It's the same thing with a fight. I mean, in a fight in your life, in a physical fight, if you just laid in the ditch, you're never going to win one. I don't know if I'm going to win, but I'm going to bite you. I'm going to do whatever. I mean, you get me down, you know. You're choking me, I'm going to, you know, you're stomping my head, I'm going to do whatever I have to. You know, four guys are sitting on top of me, they've tackled me, they've got me down, they're hitting me, I'm just going to absolutely just turn loose the energy that old ladies can pick up cars with, and I'm just going to go, and I'm just going to bust out of there. And I've done it and had the soles of my boots rip off, ladies and gentlemen. It's that same spirit that you can have in the info war of never giving in. Of getting mean, of getting vicious, of committing, Ron Paul is only one instrument in our war. He's only one weapon. Just like I'm only one weapon. We need to build more weapons. That's you getting activated, getting aggressive, getting focused. All right, I'm going to say more about it in the next hour in your calls. Ted's been holding for 15 minutes. I wanted to get Ted up about what the Ron Paul Air Force is doing, a quick synopsis on that. Ted, tell us about it.
Yeah, right now what's going on, we flew Grand Rapids, Michigan here on Saturday. Really a great flight. Lots of people seeing the banner. It was photographs all over the place. We're collaborating with the people with the blimp out in South Carolina so we can cover parts of the state that they're not covering. Las Vegas will happen this Saturday as well. We're probably going to make it into Reno. We're trying to find a flight for that. So we're covering a tremendous amount of ground with the Ron Paul thing. There's going to be two primaries going on Saturday, and then of course Michigan is tomorrow. We're covering two places tomorrow. We're going to hit Lansing, and we're going to hit Detroit. So covering the air as much as we can. I know that the people out there in the meetup groups are working really hard in the ground, getting the flyers out, doing the canvassing. I've been talking to those people. It's really been refreshing. It upsets me when I hear people getting upset about this 9/11 thing. If you kill that Federal Reserve System, you're going to take away the finances that's causing this craziness. And Ron Paul is the only presidential candidate that's willing to take on that monetary issue. That is the fuel. That's the fuel that fuels the New World Order. You want to end the New World Order, you end that banking system, that central bank that's sucking us dry from all the taxes and the money that, you know, that we have to pay.
That's right. I mean, there's another campaign. You better let everybody you know understand it's the New World Order central banks that are doing all this to the economy and the dollar right now.
It's where the money comes from. That is that's their financial infrastructure. You take that away from them, and they're dying. They will not be able to afford to pull off a 9/11 event because they don't have the control and they don't have the finances to do it. It's crazy. I mean, if people could just open up their eyes for a minute and take a look. I mean, we have a presidential candidate that not only wants to attack the New World Order, he wants to cut them off at their knees.
Yeah, and he's not going to agree with everything. You know, we have to let them carry the ball, and that means put our input in, but I'm just saying, you know, abandoning Paul and running around throwing fits isn't going to do anything, or armchair quarterbacking. Ted, gold went way above $900 an ounce today. The futures are trading even higher. It looks like it has begun its ascent.
Oh, there's no question about it. The dollar is just falling like a stone in a lake. I mean, it is just crashing. Even the Wall Street people are talking about it, and they're advising the same thing. You got to do something to get away from the dollar. You know, right now it's just time to.
But here's the problem: that when we totally tank, and it's already happening, it's going to pull Europe down. So Europe's been a safe haven, but a lot of people are starting to even move away from Europe right now. I'm telling you, there's only a few things that protect you. And Ted, I meant to get into this with all this economic news. I'm not kidding around when I tell the listeners, you've got gold and silver at the price from 2 weeks ago. Silver just went up today. Tell the listeners about the offer you've got. You've got it in-house, in-store, right now. These are fabulous deals.
Well, I can tell you right now, Alex, silver's up a dollar. I'm offering the same silver dollar rolls I was almost a month ago, $400 per roll of 20. You can't beat that. They're the real silver dollars used here at the turn of the century. They're the ones that represent real, true money here in the United States. The other thing that I have to offer is the British Sovereign. Again, it's $249 per coin. It's a quarter-ounce gold coin. It's a coin that you just can't get closer to melt than that particular coin. And then I also have the United States Mint put out commemorative coins, the $5 pieces. They're, you know, the Statue of Liberty, the Congress, the Constitution. Those coins are at $338. Currently, right now, the U.S. Mint is getting over $400 for the same coin. So, I mean, I just... You know, at this particular time, the market is hot. It's going to continue to go. It isn't so much that gold is going up, it's that the dollar is falling, and the dollar is going to continue to fall.
Again, that silver deal, silver has not moved up as it should yet. You can still get it before the big rush starting to go up, though. Gold, you can get it at the price it was a few weeks ago. Chad, give them the number.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. Silver did move up from $15 an ounce to $16 an ounce. That's a tremendous increase.
But again, the experts are saying you go to $50 an ounce. I mean, it was like $6 a few years ago.
Yeah, Alex, you're going to, with the dollar dropping as it is, and if it continues to fall, you're going to see over $2,000 gold, you're going to see over $50 silver, and that is going to come very fast. People are very
folks,
surprised.
Folks, a lot of you say you don't know how to buy gold and silver. Here it is. You call them up, you get it. This is where I buy some silver and gold from, and then stick in the safety deposit box or wherever you put it. 1-800-686-2237. Again, you normally wouldn't get this as an investment. You get it as a store of wealth, but now it is a great investment. 1-800-686-2237. Those British sovereigns are a fabulous deal. If you want a coin right next to melt or the collector coins, great collector value on top of it, and non-confiscatability, very reasonable price, and the silver is an insane deal. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted. A lot of news in your call straight ahead.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Some wild music on the show. We're back live. Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Let's talk to Lisa in Pennsylvania. Lisa, go ahead.
Hello. This is Melina from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I'm from the hometown of Dr. Ron Paul.
Oh, great.
I would like to, first of all, thank you so much, Alex Jones, for what you are doing. And I want to thank your father. And I'm a JBS member. And I also am Constitution Party, so I will definitely be a Republican, signing as a Republican to vote for Ron Paul, of course. And I was also in a true in the movement Live Free or Die. I was in the New Hampshire, and I experienced some things firsthand that I want to share with you.
What did you experience? Tell us.
They committed a tyranny on me. And a St. Anselm College property where all the Ron Paul supporters were holding their signs in the air. We were supporting Ron Paul, and the cameras were manipulating us. It was about almost like over 200 Ron Paul supporters.
And they would just show the end of the corner to make it look like a few people.
Yes, and you can see like maybe five signs.
Yeah, no, they always do those tricks. They'll go to our gun rallies. We'll have like 1,000 people, 500 people, depending on the rally, and they'll just show one little group of like five people and say that was the rally.
Right, exactly.
So no, they all have a scumbag agenda.
Then, you know, what happened is I was trying to find the cameras that were avoiding Ron Paul people. So I was passing by. I was interviewed by some lady. She was from the Christian organization. And I was telling her Bible scriptures, and I was telling her, by their fruits you shall know them, to explain to them who Ron Paul is as a true Christian and a good man as well. So that went well, and I don't know where that's going to be, but there was one gentleman, a young black fella, he jumped and interrupted my interview and was trying to fight about Obama, supporting Obama, and telling me, like, who you want to elect. You want to elect a preacher or president? And I was just shocked, first of all.
Well, that's what happens. That's what happens at political events, but it's good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Sorry I got your name wrong. I was told you were Lisa. Let's jam another one in. Jason in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, first off, I'd like to say thank you, Alex Jones, for everything you do and for providing Prison Planet and InfoWars and all that good stuff. Second off, I am similar to your first caller, Marcus, or the other caller, in that I'm a first-time voter. I'm 31, but I haven't voted not because of apathy, but because that I believe that in the wickedness of the system and the evilness of politics. But Ron Paul is the guy I support.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, sir. Nice little pun words. Okay, we're going to come back after the quick break and take more of your calls. Talk more to the people out there. Remember, don't drink the fluoride, ladies and gentlemen. And, yeah, it's true. I've got a big article here out of Reuters and another story out of Scientific American saying that the fluoride is absolute deadly poison.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.